Well, it's a pleasure to be with you all this morning. I'm wearing a little bit of a different hat than I usually do here at TJMC, and it truly is an honor to be here and worshiping with you this morning. We gather today in community to keep moving forward and finding places where light shines, seeking some encouragement and resilience for our souls. We gather to embrace one another with compassion, share burdens, and open to creative visioning, hoping to make the world a more equitable, compassionate place. Dr. Clarissa Pinkola Estes, an American author and Jungian psychoanalyst, wrote a blog post quite some time ago that inspired me to look more deeply for light within myself. The post is entitled, "We Were Made for These Times." You may have seen it or had a chance to read it when it came out over a year ago. I keep it handy and take it out to read from time to time when I need a boost to stoke the fires of my own courage and resilience. Dr. Estes begins, "My friends, do not lose heart. We were made for these times. I have heard from so many recently who are deeply and properly bewildered. They are concerned about the state of affairs in our world now. Ours is a time of almost daily astonishment and often righteous rage over the latest degradations of what matters most to civilized visionary people. You are right in your assessments, yet I urge you, ask you, to please not spend your spirit dry by bewailing these difficult times. We have been learning, practicing, been in training for, and just waiting to meet on this exact plane of engagement." Dr. Estes expresses well the state of our world today, a world that needs people of courage. Over the past few weeks, I've been reflecting on January's theme of courage, and I've come to see that the true starting point for courage is fear. Courage is not defined as an absence of fear. Courage is defined as the ability to act in the midst of fear. Courage will look different for each one of us, since we are unique human beings, each with different talents and different fears. The Greek philosophers were wise when they created the maxim, "Know thyself." For it is from within, in that deep inner landscape of the soul, down below the static, frenzied thoughts and emotions, that the true self resides. Looking at courage from this place shines light on the importance of knowing oneself at the core. In fact, having courage could not happen without this self-knowledge. Knowing answers to questions like, what am I afraid of? What life experiences have formed my sense of right and wrong in the world? What am I willing to die for to enable my deepest values to take hold and be lived in the world? According to author Mark Nepo, courage means to stand by one's core. And this meaning reinforces the belief found in almost all traditions that living from the center is what enables us to face whatever life has to offer. In other words, living from the true self enables us to live life courageously. Here at TJMCUU, the opportunities to seek and open to new creative ways of being is encouraged. This type of seeking enables one to shape an inner core equipped to choose values and actions that create new paths for understanding, compassion, and justice. The Social Action Collection this morning for George's House is just one example of how this community reaches out into the world to enact justice with compassion and courage. The religious education offerings and worship gatherings here endeavor to encourage all to continue developing that place of deep knowing that is the core. Come walk the labyrinth during contemplative worship on Wednesdays, or try Tai Chi, join a covenant group, or seek out one of the many other ways to engage the depths of one's core, to continue pushing its edges toward spiritual growth. The word courage comes from the Latin word cor, meaning heart. While in training to become a certified spiritual director at the Shalem Institute, I learned an interesting fact about the heart and just how much our hearts can impact one another by expanding energy exponentially out into the world. An Episcopal priest and Sufi, Matthew Wright, shared science from the HeartMath Institute that shows just how this transmission happens. Each person's heart has an electromagnetic field that can extend many feet beyond oneself. I was told up to 5 feet beyond oneself. Have you ever had the experience of being in a room with people where you were hit with a sense of agitation, anxiety, tension, and not sure exactly where it was coming from? Or have you ever been with a person where you experienced a true sense of peace and stillness in their presence? Pets are known to clue in to the electromagnetic field of their companions. The HeartMath Institute studies help to explain the connection of the role of the heart in our emotion-based experiences. Their research indicates that your heart emits an electromagnetic field that changes according to our emotions. Imagine how one person standing in line at the grocery store, holding gratitude and peaceful intentions, could impact the other people in the line, the cashier, and the overall sense of well-being in that time and space. Often one thinks that being only one person, there's not much chance of bringing about positive change as an individual. But through this research, we know that the small act of holding peace and calm within the heart enables just one person to make a positive impact beyond themselves. It is even more powerful to think about how groups of people gathering to worship, meditate, sing, or dance enables them to send electromagnetic energy of joy, gratitude, and peace outward into all kinds of situations. Dr. Clarissa Estes expresses this same truth, that the emotional state of the heart of one person can impact the heart of others. I'd like to share some additional wisdom from her blog post. Regarding awakened souls, there have never been more able vessels in the waters than there are right now across the world. And they are fully provisioned and able to signal one another as never before in the history of humankind. Look out over the prow. There are millions of boats of righteous souls on the waters with you. And though we meet resistance, we more so will meet great souls who will hail us love us, and guide us, and we will know them when they appear. Ours is not the task of fixing the entire world all at once, but of stretching out to mend the part of the world that is within our reach. Any calm, small thing one soul can do to heal another soul, to assist some portion of this poor, suffering world, will help immensely. One of the most calming and powerful actions you can do to intervene in a stormy world is to stand up and show your soul. Soul on deck shines like gold in dark times. The light of the soul throws sparks, can send up flares, builds signal fires, causes proper matters to catch fire. For me, I hear Dr. Estes say, standing by our core, we can bring our inner courage out into the world, affecting the change we hope to see in the world. Tomorrow is the holiday to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his powerful legacy of courage and love. He died to live into this world. Dr. King's prophetic light continues to shine brightly today through modern-day prophets hailing one another on the stormy sea of injustice that marginalizes the non-dominant culture of our time. His life is a fine example of how courage rises from within the heart to meet and struggle through the fears and obstacles that bar the way to justice and peace. I'd like to close with Dr. King's words on courage. Courage is an inner resolution to go forward despite obstacles. Cowardice is submissive surrender to circumstances. Courage breeds creativity. Cowardice represses fear and is mastered by it. Cowardice asks the question, is it safe? Expediency asks the question, is it politic? Vanity asks the question, is it popular? But conscience asks the question, is it right? And there comes a time when we must take a position that is neither safe nor politic nor popular, but one must take it because it is right. May it be so. Amen.
Ours is the task to reach out to heal the part of the world we can.